This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we're very grateful. Thank you very much. The one and only Eugene Grainer, Heartland Invest. I'm telling you, folks, the services they provide, the insight, the analysis, the free newsletter, we'll give you a free sample if you want to check that out. I'd do it today if you haven't already. Sign up for that. And learn more from the great Eugene Grainer. We're going to talk to him about gas prices here for a moment. Then we'll get back to your calls, questions, and comments on all the topics of the day. Bottom of the hour, I think you're going to like this. A girl and a gun is something you should fear. Because a girl packing some heat, recognizing that she has a God-given right to life, and a founding father vision to say, you know what, the Second Amendment is important. It's kind of a, you know, meant to be funny, but it's not funny. I love memes, because memes could just tell this great story, you know. And there is a meme that I have up on my Facebook page right now that I'd share it if I were you, and you'll find out quickly who your friends are. And it'll trigger some people, but it shouldn't, because it just really makes a lot of sense. I don't understand why people are freaking out about this, but here's what it says. And it's a photo of slaves being sold at an auction, okay, like a picture and being depicted. And the headline says, how long would Democrats have been able to own their slaves if their slaves had owned guns?
That's a great question.
Just wrap your mind around that, folks. And so are we slaves that soon are not going to be able to own guns? And what would that provide? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't go down these rabbit trails very often. I think these things are meant to make us think a little bit. That's what I think. 24/7, we have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. So if you want to get a comment in quick now, bam, thank you, ma'am, 855-200-1776. Turn to the storm like they do at Oasis Petroleum. Be that buffalo. Don't give up. Hang on to hope and find a way. I thought Andrew Giuliani last hour had a great idea. Education is a big part of the problem. Do you know what are in the textbooks in your school? Find out. Go to the school board meeting. Say, I want to see everything taught on history, social studies, everything. Read every inch of that book. And if you see more about transgender studies than you do about World War II, about Abe Lincoln and slavery, less than you see about woke culture, you got a job to do right in your own backyard. So that's smart. Eugene Grainer, president of Heartland Investor Services, is here to answer a very simple question. Why are gas prices where they are right now? Hello, Eugene.
Good afternoon, Scott. Thank you for having me on. Well, two parts to that question. First, we got to talk about just recently, the last 2 weeks, oil prices declining from, you know, multi-year resistance at $65, not a surprise there, and plummeting last week to $58, and yesterday overnight down to $57 crude oil before exploding $3 off their lows. I should note, the reason for the rally for today in oil has nothing to do with the inventory data, which came out earlier today and yesterday afternoon, which were negative, and shows continually the building over the last few weeks and why the market did break in the near term. And we'll get to answering your question. But the reason for the $3 rally today is yesterday, a large container ship going to the Straits of Hormuz during this choke point, the smallest point on the Straits of Hormuz, I can't quite say it right, but anyway, it's through the Suez Canal, got caught sideways and jammed in sideways into the very small choke point, this large container ship. Now, one-third of all the oil daily that moves flows through the Straits of Hormuz. and it's caught there. And so it's thought it's going to be a few days or so to release it. It's very interesting photos to see it. Go to zerohedge.com and you'll see photos of this massive container ship. And it's very, it's like the Panama Canal if it was double wide and the ship got caught and went sideways and dug into the sides of the bank. It's an amazing shot. So anyway, it's creating this spike because a lot of these ships that move this oil on both sides, empty tankers going back through to Saudi Arabia or wanting to get up towards Europe, they'd have to either reroute and go around the southern tip of Africa, which is not going to happen because of the cost. And so they're going to have to take several days moored in the Gulf outside of the Suez Canal waiting to get through. And so that's why today's oil spike. Now, let's go to your overall theme, you know, with oil prices. Now, a lot of people want to say it's all Biden's fault. You know, he owns some of it, but it's not all his fault. I mean, oil prices, as we all remember, collapsed last year into April. When that implosion occurred, you had me on, and I said, no, oil's not worth negative. It's going to have a value quickly within days, $20, and it came back. From there, it worked sideways, back up to $40, and that's where we sat all last summer, June, July, August, September, October. It was $40, and there was a dip into the mid-30s, and then right around election time, literally you can put a date to it, November 2nd, the day before the elections, oil bottomed and took off, and it created a nonstop upward-moving market well into just 2 weeks ago when we peaked on a Sunday night 2 weeks ago when crude oil jumped to just under $68 a barrel on an explosive bomb that went off near a Saudi Arabian plant that caused a scare, but we leveled off at 65. So this whole rally took place on a multitude of reasons. One was that the COVID bill came together right around election time to stimulate the economy. That was put into place simultaneously is when the vaccination programs were coming off of trials and just moving full bore. And so you had the double excitement of the future of our economy into the new year looked bright because, A, we were getting a vaccination program. We could start opening up the country, opening up flying. You remember flying used to board 2.2 million people a day. Last summer, late in the year, we were at 600,000 to 700,000 boardings a day. We were off 60%. I mean, airlines used massive amounts of fuel. Cities were locked down. Freeways in California, you know, that were sitting, you know, seven-lane highways that used to be packed, you know, you could run beyond the speed limit and not run into any cars. Nobody was out there. And that kind of still continues today, but Texas is opening up. Florida, you know, staying wide open. New York opening up. So let's continue that theory moving forward. We had all these events taking place that were going to finally bring about the new increase of energy usage, and our exports were also going up, exports of refined products, exports of gas, of ethanol as well. So the future was looking bright. So the price of oil naturally was being invested into, speculated into, you know, that it's going higher. Well, when oil goes up, it's refined, and it means you're going to have higher gasoline prices at a higher refined price. Typically, for every dollar that crude oil moves, there's a crack spread. You know, are they cracking more for gas or are they cracking more for diesel? But either way, it averages out about 3 cents a gallon. We can argue 2.5, 2.75, 3 1/3, whatever. It depends on what the spread is. But if you just use 3 cents, you get close. So when oil moves up a dollar, gasoline moves up around 3 cents. Now, we also have, you know, in the fall, the changing of blends. You know, the blends are easier to refine in the wintertime than they are in the summertime for pollution. So there's that factor that comes into play. But the bottom line is the price of oil has improved and will likely continue to improve into this year. But in the short term, we're in trouble because the optimism of our improving demand is not keeping pace with what was anticipated to be a quick recovery, especially with lockdowns across Europe over the last 2 weeks. I mean, they're just it's a domino effect with the lockdowns that are taking place. And then, of course, a little fear that that may come back to the U.S. because of our opening up, as Dr. Fauci would want to say, is too fast, too aggressive, too quick. And so 2 weeks ago, oil prices stalled out at $65 a barrel and has subsequently declined, dropping to as low as just last night, $57.20, you know, literally a $9 decline from what was the average pricing, $65 to $66 a barrel. And now, of course, overnight here exploding $3 on what was just seen with this blocking of Hormuz, Straits of Hormuz. Now, short term, we've probably seen a stall out on prices, and the declines that we've seen, you're going to start seeing your gas pumps, our national average is at 287. The Bismarck here were 279. I'm not sure what Fargo is, but they're always below us. But nonetheless, you're going to probably see a softening because the $10 decline in oil as it does not recover quickly, and if we just level off here around the $60 to $61 area, you're going to see gas prices come off, you know, a dime to 15 cents on the short term. And depending on where this thing levels off, we told clients last week in our newsletter, $58.59 looked like a good spot. And, well, the low so far was in the $58.59 range with a spike down to $57. But if our recoveries here stall out on once this ship gets released, you know, moving again, you're going to see the oil prices drift. Because this morning at 9:30, Department of Energy numbers, building in inventory again, building in gasoline supplies, building in distillant supplies, which means we're not burning it as fast as we typically do. And this is occurring at the same time when a lot of refineries take maintenance downtime. Now, they've usually stockpiled ahead of these maintenance downtimes, but we've got a lot of plants that are still not even back online from the Texas freeze that had went down in the south where most of our fuel is refined in the United States. And yet, we're having inventory bills at this time of year with these maintenance programs. So it says on the short term, we're struggling on energy prices after the recent rise, but I don't think you're going to change that trajectory of increasing demand ultimately into the new year. And with the U.S. dollar stagnant for now, but as we see the releasing of the Biden bucks, the $1.9 trillion as, you know, the first phase has come out, you know, the Biden bucks in the people's accounts.
Yeah, but the Biden bucks. I'm wondering, by the way, if some of the Biden bungle at the border could, you know, go to those illegal immigrants as well. So maybe that's exactly more in place of the Biden bucks. When we come back with Gene, I want to ask about two things. One, Saudi Arabia asking us to guard their oil facilities, and also DAPL and why we do not have more rigs in North Dakota.
Join Piper's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmouth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Piper's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota equipment auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrinkie retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty farm retirement auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Piper's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at pipers.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on what's on your mind. Kevin, I know, has a menu in front of him of all those great specials at PetroServe USA. So in a moment here, we're going to tell you what to be hungry for. So stay
tuned.
You want me to
bear that burden today, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Making everybody hungry. Sure you do.
If I say it here and I'm like in Texas and then to, you know, drool over those great specials, it's not going to be pretty. So just get that ready. Eugene Grainer is here. HeartlandInvest.com and Heartland Investor Services, great newsletter, and you get a wealth of information from him. Before I let you go, I want to just ask you two questions. And by the way, we're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Oil Foundation. That's right. And you know what they do? They tell us a story that, for some reason, it is not really told. I guess I don't know why this is the case, but you don't very often open a newspaper in North Dakota and hear about $32.6 billion in economic impact. You don't hear about new technology and practices that focus on environmental stewardship. You don't hear about North Dakota being the second largest oil producer, which, by the way, enhances our energy security. We can rely less on oil. All the innovation, all the technology, investing millions in all of it, which makes production safer, friendly. And guess what? They do that while handing money, $2 billion in tax revenues, to fund priorities. So all our phones work on oil. Our lives are better. They're safer. They're more fulfilled because of oil. And they give back. They invest in their communities. Nobody talks about it. I really don't understand why that is. But guess what? No North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, no North Dakota oil industry. Every city, every county, every township loses. Every school loses. Understand this, folks. ndpetroleumfoundation.org to find out more. Tell the story. Two quick questions and we'll let you go, Eugene. A little noticed story yesterday. Saudi Arabia asked us to protect their oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, which is rich, and I don't doubt that it's a good idea to protect them. I happen to think, as much as the Saudis are bad actors, they're the best of the bad actors, and so when it comes to oil and gas, the fact that you have a relationship with them, like Donald Trump did and his son-in-law did, Jared Kushner, and the role they're playing in Middle East peace when it's been a very, very rocky road, I'm okay with it. But if they're asking us to guard their oil facilities, does that also mean we can count on them to keep production at a reasonable rate that we can live with?
You know, when you ask me that question, it's more of a moral question or a political business decision. And sometimes you got to ask yourself, you know, when I try to make a decision when it comes to people, I ask myself, what would Jesus do? Well, when it comes to a political business decision like this, I would say, what would Trump do? And basically, you kind of outlined it. The bottom line is, he always attached, you know, either Europe pays for their defense or else, you know, what do we get out of the deal? And this one was classic. And I think if President Trump, who brokered so many peace deals through the Middle East, which was amazing and not even reported, and the man should get the Nobel Peace Prize for what he pulled off in the Middle East, which was never reported upon, it's a fair trade, because what it's doing is Saudi Arabia, outside of the OPEC deal that did slash production last year, which is still slashed and will slowly be risen higher in time, outside of that, Saudi Arabia unilaterally added another million barrels per day cut. They're the big throttle, the big valve that is used, you know, for oil production in the world. They've got that hanging over the market, too. And if that were to be released, that would shove these oil prices back down, which consumers love that. Don't get me wrong. But when you look at the value of oil today versus inflation, you know, years ago what we were paying, my goodness, over 10 years ago and more, we were paying $2.50 a gallon for gasoline, you know, and taxes are a large part of that. But that said, oil is value. As a good value here, and the driving the price down by increasing production out of OPEC makes it difficult for us to maintain and be an energy independent country to begin with, because oil is fungible around the world. It could go anywhere. And so, personal opinion, what would Trump do? And I think Trump would adhere to this and use it as a token of friendship and appreciation that they're not in there driving the oil prices down like they tried to do when they were competing last year. So it's perplexing. It's more of a moral business decision than it is, you know, a decision
as usual,
taking into account our security.
As usual, you gave me a little nugget there to think about, because you're saying, you know, who decides, will you protect our oil facilities, is really Joe Biden, right, and his, yeah, his administration, the apparatus. And if Joe Biden wants gas prices to plummet so there's less oil and gas activity and exploration, he would say no to that, right? He would say no to that because they right. would then ramp up production and our price is going to come down. Right? I mean, so yeah. that's a...
But I'm going to catch 22 you on this. Lower energy prices make gasoline for the consumer more advantageous, and we'll just buy bigger gas-burning pickups and less Teslas and less these electro vehicles that everybody wants to run to, because they're going to be more expensive to charge up. Because if everybody plugs their cars in at night, we don't have enough energy to charge those cars at night.
But the biggest thing that threatens...
You do the math, it's not...
I hear you. The consumer wins, but where the consumer, like in North Dakota, do we like cheap gas at the pump? Absolutely. Do we want an oil industry that has 15 rigs rather than 70 rigs? Okay, I mean, realistically, we should be at 50 rigs right now, even with gas going mid-60s to mid-50s, right? I mean, just historically, we don't, because of all of the uncertainty over the Dakota Access Pipeline. And so, you know, if you're rooting for low oil prices so you can pay less at the pump, you also better root for your school to be less funded, your water projects to be less funded, your roads to go to hell, and half the tax base of the state of North Dakota going away. That's a bad trade. Just do the math on it, folks. If you're paying more in property taxes to save 10 cents a gallon of gas, you're not thinking, you're not seeing the forest through the trees. Two quick things here, real quick on these, if you wouldn't, Eugene, you wouldn't mind, Eugene. How do we get capital markets that invest in oil and gas to realize the Dakota Access Pipeline is not going to shut down?
There's a problem. Energy is out of vogue in Wall Street, as far as when they call it fossil fuels. The reality is, so has become Wall Street. Remember, Wall Street got Biden elected in the end. It was their money that helped them get this thing elected. You know, large moguls did it, but it was still Wall Street that favored it. So now energy is kind of out of favor. And so, unfortunately, outside of individual investors, your large funds, your Blackstones and such, they're not really interested in putting money over here. They want to buy more solar panels. They want to buy more windmills. It seems like that's where the money wants to go. Because why? We have a Congress that for 25 years has been favoring windmills over coal by these massive subsidies that allow these wind farms to continue to take place. I don't understand why these windmills are not made to stand on their own after 25 years of subsidies and what they've grown into. And so there's this, you got to get out of vogue, and oil is not in vogue like it was years ago. The answer to that question is it only comes from maybe from the individual investor, like the people that ran up GameStop and these other firms, collectively on social media. Maybe a spark needs to be sent over there looking at energy investment, because we do know what's going to happen is ultimately people are going to wake up to the reality that, you know what, you can't farm, you can't depend on food with electrical pickups and electrical tractors.
And somebody's calling Bravo Sierra BS on the reason for gas prices being up is because our new president and his leftist regime are big-time anti-petroleum. Quick answer, yes, no?
That's part of it, because, yes, restricting the production of oil, which is what I was telling at the end of the year when Biden was almost assured the presidency, is that the price of oil actually goes up initially under his administration because of the restricting of ability to get permitting on federal lands and the restriction of the moving of oil. It just increases the cost.
As always, it's complex. Heartlandinvest.com. Get the newsletter. Call this good man. He'll take good care of you. He's one of us. Eugene Grainer, thank you. Annie, get your gun.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Jury selection is complete in the high-profile murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. It took about 2 weeks to pick the jury to hear the case involving George Floyd. Opening statements are scheduled to begin on Monday. The Department of Justice has asked the Office of Professional Responsibility to review federal prosecutor Michael Sherwin's comments that sedition charges are likely in the criminal investigation into the Capitol riots. His comments to CBS 60 Minutes were the subject of an emergency meeting called by District Judge Amit Mehta on Tuesday. He said those kinds of statements in the media have the potential of affecting the jury pool. The CDC selected Walmart and Sam's Club to help administer COVID-19 vaccines in communities across the United States. With 5,000-plus pharmacy locations, the company can administer the vaccine in hard-to-reach parts of the country. Veteran actor George Segal, who was nominated for an Oscar in 1966's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, died on Tuesday. He was 87. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Becca, what's on your mind? We're all a little frustrated right now for understandable reasons. I want to just say this. We cannot lose hope. We cannot lose hope. Okay? And many fronts. These are definitely challenging times, but you can't lose hope. You got to stay in the fight. You got to pick your lane and decide what you're going to do to make it better. That's very important, okay? And it's the way you just got to get up every day and say, what's my part? What can I do? One of the things I'm making it purposeful to do, I had a few birthdays of late. I buy a $100 gift card for anybody that has a birthday from MyPillow. In fact, I have two to give out that they have on the way that I even haven't, the birthdays have passed, but I'm going to, you know, I've ordered them the day I found out it was somebody's birthday, and I hand them out. And Michael sends us, you know, things all the time, like, what do you want? What do you need pillows? You need sheets? You know, and we do that so we can sample the products, but not these I buy, $100 gift cards. Use it for anybody's birthday, anniversary, anything. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy the gift cards. Buy the great products. They have slippers now. They have moccasins now. These are great products. So you're paying a fair price. You get a great discount when you use the promo code Scott. I'm just using that so that Mike Lindell knows we recognize how hard he's working to take on the lack of election integrity in this country. That's what he does. He gets up every day, and that's all he worries about. Retailers have said, get out of here. You're political toxic. We want you out of here. They cancel him right and left, and he keeps fighting. He's fighting about free speech right now. He's putting out great movies to fix the culture. He's helping people recover with the Lindell Recovery Network. You buy his book, half the proceeds go to the Lindell Recovery Network. The other half go to his election battle. So buy 10 copies of the book and give it to everybody. If you know somebody in your circle that struggled with addiction, give them Mike's book. This guy had 19 near-death life experiences. 19. His drug dealers cut him off and said, dude, you're too smart to be taking crack. Go do something. That's how he was able to start MyPillow. That's been his platform. And he continues to, in the middle of the storm, battle on. The least we can do is by products we need from this good man. Towels, sheets, the best pillows on earth at the best price ever. $29.98 with my promo code. You know, a few months ago, you'd have paid $70 for the same pillow. This is what's going on right now. Brand new products like the robes. By the way, they have the rose-colored blush, I think they call it, but it's pink. Robes in now. So if you've been waiting to get the robes, they're back. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. Is Annie and her gun on the line yet, guys? Our 10:30 guest?
She is. Oh, I just lost her. Oh, no, she just lost her.
Okay, well, you find her, and let me have you back on. I'll talk to some other folks. Rick and Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, Scott. You know, I don't want to sound pushy or nothing, but if I'm going to hand in my guns, I want to see the dead bodies at this supermarket. All right? And if we keep believing this crap, we are going to lose our guns. Look how quickly they convinced everybody to wear a mask. They're winning over the populace with this.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going, Rick, but can we just talk about this a second?
Just please let me talk, all right?
I'll let you talk.
I went on hold for an hour.
You can talk. I just have one little question for you on the dead bodies, but you go ahead and finish.
No, you give me the question, and then I'll talk. I've been on hold for an hour.
I appreciate you waiting. It's been a long day. There's somebody that's waited 37 minutes behind you. And we're going to talk gun control in this last half hour. That's why we saved you for now. I don't doubt there's dead bodies. But I'm not beyond. Well, I agree. And there'll be funerals. The family members will see them.
Oh, sure. I want to see the video.
I'm sure there's video in the store.
I want to see the video, Scott, because if I've got a hand in my guns, and if you're not out there fighting for our guns, you and Kramer's going down the road, pal. Election Day Massacre. Get that in your head. Okay? He came on your show 3 years ago and said,
your phone is breaking up, Rick. Can you just hang on?
Save yourself.
You can talk as long as you want to talk, Rick. Just hang on. We're not hearing you because the cell phone's breaking up. I want to hear you, so I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. Daniel's going to tell me whether the signal is better, and you can talk. I'm not trying to rush you. I'm not trying to do anything other than understand what you're saying. I'm just saying you have a theory that this was staged. That's fine. I tell you what, it's hard not to think that with everything going on, okay? I think what they do, if they do have any ulterior motive, is they see a mentally unstable person, which this fellow was, okay? And then they say, let's see here. This guy is mentally unstable. He's already on our FBI watch list. Let's just get somebody to stir him up a little bit and tell him, hey, have you heard about that Jewish kosher market over there? You know, by the way, if the guy was just bent on going in to shoot up grocery stores, he passed 100 of them to get to that one. You know what I mean? So I hear where Rick's going with this. Well, I understand it. And we don't know. We really don't. Again, I assume these family members, I just saw this beautiful picture online of this daughter of one of the gentlemen killed there. Okay? And she's being walked down the aisle by her dad. And she posted this most heartfelt thing up. Jeff Simon posted it on his Twitter feed. And you can't have your heart ripped out. I assume that woman is going to go to a funeral, into the funeral home, and see her dad in a casket. And that he's not, you know, if it was made up and these are actors, I think that's a little too far out there. But I'm not beyond, isn't it interesting with the border crisis that all of a sudden they get to go back to guns? I happen to think these things happen because there's evil in this world. And these things happen. There's cold stone hearts where this stuff happens. And they just wait for it and they use it rather than the other theory. But we got a little clear signal now, Rick, so you go ahead and then we'll go to our guest.
All right. Well, look, there hasn't been any evidence to any of these shootings from day one. I want to see the official crime scene photos. I want to see the dead bodies if I'm going to turn my hand to my gun, Scott. I'm not going to take some crap on Facebook or some woman in a mask holding a microphone near a hotel near the store telling me how many people had died. But really, people, you're going to lose your guns unless you demand to see the dead bodies to these shootings. And actually, there should be great video to these shootings. I mean, it's a supermarket. You're going to see this cop get shot, all right? I want to see this cop get shot if I'm going to have to give up my right to own a gun. Simple as that. End of story. Election Day massacre is coming. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, appreciate it. And, you know, look, I don't blame you for thinking like that. I don't quite let my mind go there, but I totally understand what you're saying. I really do. And sadly, that's what we get. Now, again, could all that happen? Yeah, I mean, I think January 6th had some theater to it. I really do. There's no other way really to explain the fact that, you know, I'll just tell you, a farmer I know, Dennis Miller, he was there. He took 10 pictures and told the whole story. He said, here's the deal. The guys with all the Trump stuff on had earpieces. They're acting like the Trump folks. They're engineering everything. You see where they direct that guy. He's talking to that guy. That guy moves that way. And now he lets people in the window. Well, at some point you go, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Right? So I don't know. It's beyond our understanding, I think. But the beautiful thing is, when this stuff is starting to happen to the degree it's happening right now, they get found out. They get found out. So somebody's at work to expose this garbage. I want to bring in a girls with gun expert. Girls with guns might be a way to solve this. Annie, get your gun, right? And Allie is Annie in this case. It's Allie Bloyd. You've seen her probably on a number of news organizations, and I saw something she did the other day. And I saw her book, Uncensored America. Uncensored America. From the standpoint of a gun owner, a wife, and a mother. So, Allie, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well, other than the crazy world in which we live in. Tell me how you sort this out. What's going on? Why is Joe Biden yesterday, and I saw this live, and I shared it immediately, and I said, wait for it. Blame the guns in 3, 2, 1. And sure as heck, he does the classic, we don't know everything, but we know the gun did it. So what do I make of his now use of this tragic event to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines?
I think first and foremost, this has been on the agenda for quite some time. He said it during the campaign, and we have H.R. 127 that's already passed the House and will soon be voted on in the Senate. And this is another incident that is being used to try and move that narrative forward. I do believe, like you just said, there is evil in this world. There are a lot of crazy, unstable people. But taking away the guns of law-abiding citizens will never be the answer. Because the truth is, someone like this man who commits such a vile crime, he clearly has no regard for the law. I'm pretty sure that murder is also illegal. So these people are not focused on following the law. And there are so many guns that can be purchased from individuals on the quote-unquote black market. It's not going to matter if you put these different processes or regulations in place that they want to do. I personally believe that there will never be a reason for law-abiding citizens to ever give up their guns. Me and my family are very pro-gun. We just bought a farm. My husband's an avid hunter. We use this type of rifle for hunting. And I do understand the argument where people don't really think these types of guns have a purpose. There is a purpose, however. But the most important thing is we have the right to own these firearms. And I believe that all of this different legislation, it's a one step to take another step, just like we've seen with COVID over the last year. They introduce these restrictions and regulations. They desensitize people to the fact that their constitutional rights are being taken away or threatened, and then they use that to continue to push forward. So I believe that if they were to take, you know, these style of guns away, it wouldn't be long before other guns would also be taken away. There is so much to this
story. Hold that
thought.
Yeah, there is a lot. Don't go away, Allie. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break. Why are more women buying guns? I want to answer to that question, too, when we come back. What am I hungry for today, Kevin, anyway?
Oh, got all kinds of stuff today. In fact, I'll update you on it coming up next, but I know for one thing, you're hungry for some Swedish meatballs with lasagna, you're heading to Valley City today.
Okay, exit 292.
Coming up, you bet.
Exit 292, I-94, PetroServe, USA.
Looks on the line from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling. They're from Bismarck, but they go everywhere, and it's a good time to get those projects going right now. Luke, why is that?
Hey, Scott. Well, this year, there's not much moisture out there. I mean, all the frost is gone. The grass is still dead, so it's a perfect time to get in, get your projects done, whether it's water lines, trenching, drain fields, septic tanks, electric lines, anything you need bored or dug in, we're your guys.
And you're doing horizontal directional drilling. What's that allow you to do?
So we're going to come in with our drill and go underneath, whether it's your yard, your driveway, you know, the road. If you got to get across the road, you're not going to dig across that stuff. So we'll come in and bore underneath it and little to no mess.
How about that, folks? So waterline projects, septic tanks, drain fields, stock dams, power, anything that needs to be drilled or dug in, and you hardly know they were there. RedDrilling.com to find out more. RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Or give him a call on his cell, 701-934-1134. Razor's Edge Directional Drilling.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution, polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size fountain pop, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? All right. You're ready to get hungry.
I am, yes.
Meatballs and lasagna in Valley City, exit 292. In Harwood, they got scalloped potatoes and ham today. West Main and West Fargo Swedish meatballs. The beef tips are serving up on 12th Avenue North. The NP Avenue location's got lasagna. Glendon's got beef stroganoff. Now I know where I'm stopping for lunch. And up in Euland, the Salisbury steak. And, of course, it's Wednesday. You buy two fresh-baked cookies, you get one free. At all PetroServe USA locations. Fuel better at PetroServe USA. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Did I lose your connection? Yeah. Okay, hang on just a second. All right, hang on. Scotty's on the phone. Let me do this. Hang on. This is going to take a second. Because it just does. Let me do that. I know, Daniel, you can hear me. All right, now, Scotty, just a second. Before we do that, I got to dial you up here. So we apologize. This happens sometimes. And again, we're way down on the border. But now, Scotty, do I have you now, bud?
Kevin, you ready for me? I can't hear a thing.
I am ready for you, bud. I got you on. I got you up. You are rocking. We can hear you.
I hear you. Back on the
online. Yep. So I don't know when you go back there. We have sabotage going on, I guess, because the box just...
Uh-huh. Something's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, Allie, if you don't mind, why are more women buying guns, and is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think absolutely it's a good thing, but reasons like this Boulder, Colorado shooting, if we are now going to be concerned that any maniac could come to our grocery store while we're getting groceries and attack and potentially kill us, women need to be able to protect themselves, especially women with children. You think about things a lot differently once you have kids. And if these crazy people have guns, which will not be taken away no matter what the legislation is, we want to be in a position to protect ourselves and not bring a knife to a gunfight, so to speak.
I'm going to ask folks to buy this book, Uncensored America, that deals with gun control. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst is the chapter you must read, because there is the key to everything right now. Hope for the best. Hope is not a strategy, however, but if we don't have hope, we are defeated, and prepare for the worst. Uncensored America. Allie, thanks. Glad you wrote the book. Glad to chat today. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Let's go to Matt in Fargo, and then Dan and Bismarck to round out the show today. And what's on your mind? Go ahead, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I just had a comment about the whole debate in that the unfortunate part is the majority of the country equates guns to these military-style weapons, right? And if our side, because I own a lot of guns, and they all have specific purposes, I do not own any military-style weapons because they're horrible for hunting unless you're going to shoot a coyote. You're not going to take a scalp hunting. But if we just continue to say no, 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 they're going to do whatever they want. So you and the rest of the talking heads have to help change the debate and make it more about the military-style weapons and less about my 30-30. And that's my comment.
ARs are great for hog hunting, too, by the way. Just
there's a few of those coyotes, down here.
Coyotes and hog hunting. Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to hog hunt, go to South Texas.
Well, I got to go down today. It's a good point.
No, you're right.
It's a very good point.
Yep.
And you know what? You
good
make
point.
Sense, Matt, but that's not the idea. They don't care. They want to label everything assault weapon. Assault weapon is whatever they call it. Don't try and figure out any logic in this. Dan and Bismarck, get you in here. What's on your mind, Dan?
Hey, Scott, how are you today?
They tell me you're a first-time caller. Is that right, Dan? What took you so long?
I'm busy. I'm a delivery driver, and I've been listening to you for the last 3 years. I'm just busy, 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 but I made this a special time to call you because I have some awesome news for you. So the church I attend, I've been a member there for like 20 years. I'm great friends with the pastor. My wife runs the church. She's a head administrator, and I told him about this whole situation with the church people movie.
Yeah.
So he said, let's do it.
There's a bold pastor right there. By the way, a movie called Church People that can be played in a church makes me question the core of the church. Just saying.
Well, here's the deal, Scott. We've had Mike Lindell there. He came and emceed his abortion movie there. So we're all behind Mike Lindell and everything that you stand for. I mean, we're patriots and we're Christians and we live by faith, not by fear. So, and this will be open to the public, and if you're interested, we even like to have you as the MC.
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely. Are we talking New Song Church? Because I know Mike's been there before.
Yep, that's where it is. Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I've met you a few times when Kevin was running for senator. I probably don't remember me. But,
well, I was at that church one time, and sadly it was for Ike Kramer's funeral. But I know a lot of people that go there. I know that the pastor there knows Mike Lindell, and Kevin invited Mike to come speak there. And Mike just told me recently that he wants to go to Bismarck again, so maybe he can come too for the. So when are we going to do this, Dan?
Well, I'm going to give you off the air. I'll give you my pastor's phone number, Pastor Kurt.
Okay.
And my wife, who I got to give a quick shout out, we're celebrating 10 years of marriage on Friday. I met her at the church. volunteering.
Oh, say, listen up, Dan. Oh, yeah, do that. Right. Hang on. We'll get the information off the air, and we'll tell everybody tomorrow when the timing on that is. So just stay tuned. It'll be at New Song Church. It's the movie Church People. And by the way, every bachelor within the sound of my voice, the place to meet your future wife is not a bar. I repeat, it's not a bar. It is a church. That will be the mother of your children. And, Dan, happy anniversary to you and your wife. Thank you for doing that very much. We appreciate you. You know what? Kevin is on today. Todd was on last hour. Kevin is coveting Todd's ride. Aren't you, Kevin?
I am, actually. A Schwann Buick GMC. Well, first of all, you need to know when you're a Schwann, your warranty lasts a lifetime. So you get to, I mean, that's right there now. And they got deals going on the 2020s. They've got some unbelievable, up to 22% below MSRP. They've got some allowances. They've got some free money going on. Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Call them 701-214-6372. That's it.
What's on your mind also brought to you today by TiogaMD.org. See you at the border tomorrow.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.